7 o'clock, we're gonna start the meeting. Board of Finance?
Soon as Tom gets plugged in. All right, call to order. We have public, does anybody in the public want to speak at all? Okay, Dick Marlowe, we'll get the floor.
Good evening, my name is Richard Marlowe, Street Planning and Tree Brook Road in Canton. Before I start this, my presentation this evening, I'd like to address your attention to the minutes of the previous meeting, which will be approving. I think there needs to be a correction made. The individual that was named is appointed as to fill the vacancy for the Board of Finance was one of the three candidates who interviewed. I think you ought to correct that. If you look at those minutes.
All right, hold on a second, let me get down there.
Can you tell us what page it is on your plan?
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now, making sure I'm on the correct minutes.
Found it, page 85 is one of the pages.
Okay, thank you.
Glad you appointed Joseph, so it should be J. Wire, and it's Wiener.
Oh. Thank you.
You can make that correction in a few minutes, just make sure you document it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to make, you have enough, you want to make that correction?
Well, oh, yeah, we can do it, yeah.
Yeah, but still, wait, while we get your approval, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I rise before you as one of the three candidates that you interviewed for the vacant position for the Board of Finance at your last monthly meeting. After that meeting, it was determined that the candidate you selected was not qualified and that the candidate was not a Republican or unaffiliated voter as required. That being said, I understand that potentially you may consider giving that individual a pass tonight and possibly appointing him now that he's changed his affiliation from independent to unaffiliated. I would point out that the notice of published for the vacancy of the Board of Finance indicated that the applicants must send a resume and an application by April 20th, 2023. Clearly, that individual did not send an application that qualified him for that position at that time. And I strongly oppose you considering at this time that you would allow him to resubmit that application. If in fact you did that, you open up the possibility that not only other independent voters, but Green Party voters, members of the Libertarian, or even members of the Democratic Party who would say they would switch their affiliation after you selected them would be eligible for the position. I find that highly unacceptable and don't think that you should pursue that matter further. That being said, if you wanted to repost it and allow new candidates to participate in the process, I would say that would be an ethical way to do it. My understanding is you have 45 days to make a determination on filling the vacancy or it moves to the Board of Selectmen, and at that time runs out within several days of this meeting this evening. The end result is I believe you have two candidates before you that are qualified and met the qualifications in your announcement for the position. They're myself and Jordan Persak. And surprised this evening to say I've looked at Jordan's credentials. I find that she's very qualified for the position. She's a Republican, which is one of the qualifications that would allow her to be appointed. And at this time, I'd like to withdraw my application to sit on the Board of Finance and endorse Jordan for the position. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else from the public? Is anybody on line? Make sure.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, we just hadn't received those questions from...
Right, yeah. We did receive one public letter from Brian First, who endorsed Dick Barlow for the position, but Dick just withdrew. And then we just received from Lisa Coggins. Yeah, I said Leslie this afternoon, I'm stuck on Lisa Coggins. She asked some questions. I responded back to her and said, we don't have enough time before this meeting to answer. But somebody will respond to her in the very near future with her questions. I did send them to you as board members for questions, and I just left with it that. That email came in roughly around 2:30 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. So there was a series of telephone calls. We decided to postpone it until we can get a clear answer, like tomorrow or the next day back to her. But not to rush and have everybody jump through hoops for this meeting. And I put a stop to that. The answer for this meeting. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but I did send you out an email that had some information on it. Much of those questions could be answered by what was in that email. So it had Neil's report in it, which addresses some of the economic questions that she had. And then I also sent a copy of the actual policy that has the tax abatement in it. To review it and see what it's about.
Did you send that to her?
I sent it to the whole board.
Well, she has it.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I think it's a really interesting set of questions she asked.
Yes.
I was going to ask if you could put on the agenda for the next time, because I think we should be looking at the tax abatement stuff as a board of finance to know what.
It might have been before you got on, because. We went through this.
It was approved in 2017, and yeah. It was amended in, I think, 2020.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking is that, and I haven't read any of this. I would very much like to read this.
Right.
I think that we are in an interesting position to perhaps give some advice to planning and zoning about what some of their regs are doing to our taxes in town. And because I think they're looking at that. It's not their job. It's our job. And so I think that it would be good to sort of take a step back and look at it from a holistic town perspective. And I don't know what it says because I haven't read this stuff yet.
Yeah, well, just to clarify, this was back in 17. That was looked at very closely on this. And I actually approved it because it, you know, a burn in the hands went through the bush.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I was here.
Oh, okay,
I remember discussing this. I was not at that point.
Yeah.
But we weren't anticipating the residential development the way it's coming in. We were anticipating business development. That's what
they had a pretty extended conversation before the selectmen did mm-hmm. on apartments, because there was a question as to whether they should be included.
I think it's just not different than anybody had anticipated. So I just like us to talk about it. So
okay,
it could be that we'll just come to the conclusion that it's playing out the way it should, and we just haven't envisioned it this way, or maybe it'd be appropriate for us to take some sort of position and inform the board of. The Planning and Zoning Commission. This is not going the way that we were anticipating. But I don't know yet. I haven't looked at it. Just coming in today was too fast.
It was. So, that's why I answered back to it.
Yeah, but I think we have to be careful because the Planning and Zoning is charged by state statutes and they have their own zoning regulations that are governed by the general statutes. So we don't have zoning authority.
Their zoning regulations. So if their zoning regs that they have written are not aligned with the financial intentions of some of the other things the town has passed, I think it's up to us as the finance board to step up and say, hey, this is not going the way we planned. You might want to make a change to this. Yeah, and they are regulated by state, but they have a lot of latitude.
Well, they have latitude, but I don't think we can necessarily legislate what the zoning board does.
No, we can't. They do, but we can.
There are new mandates coming up from the state, whatever the shared opinion or whatever the moniker is, where it's pushing a lot of this affordable housing and housing generally.
So you realize that with regard to have no affordable housing.
With regard to tax abatement,
there's still pushing housing generally. And so we're facing that from us at a state level that's being directed by the general statutes being hoisted upon all the local zoning commissions.
That's not what's happening.
But Tom, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about tax abatement and about tax abatement policy that has been set by the town.
Right.
It's really quite separate from the state legislation.
But I don't think you can say, well, no, I disagree. I don't think you can segregate tax abatement and local zoning and housing. They're all interrelated. We can call them what we want, but they're going to come in with housing projects. They're going to seek abatement. I mean, they're going to put the hooks in wherever.
But it's our rights that are enabling that right now. I just want us to look at it.
Yeah, no, it's because this is exactly the way it should be on the agenda.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was just going to say, we got other pressing matters tonight. And put it on the agenda for June.
And just so you know, you have discussed with agencies some of the things that are within their role. For example, you had WPC in there and question about their sewer charges, which is something completely outside of your realm, but you did realize it would have an impact on financial matters. So it's purely as your opinion or advisor, you don't have any effect over plans.
Understood. Yeah. Understood.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. With that said, nothing more from the public online or anything. So, okay, we're going to close the public section. This comes into our, we're going to go into an executive session, but before everybody stands up, Sarah, do you have some questions? It's very, very simple. They're just like we did last time, we're going to executive sessions. I just thought of that, whether we want Bill to leave the room or not, they're taking to stay.
Yeah, because when I asked Ken if we could talk about the process before we go into executive session, talk about the actual applicants, because last time we approved Joe Wire, and then we discovered, and we got the email from Bob Skinner saying that it was discovered that he was not
an unaffiliated,
who's independent. And I did not know the difference. I think I'm one of the 90%
who
didn't know the difference. So it seems like it was an honest mistake. He thought he was an unaffiliated voter. He did not know that there's a difference. So he agreed to switch and run. And we agreed. I've got the email from Ken that went to us to say, we'll just put it on the agenda and we'll reappoint him and we'll get him on for tonight. And I think that was a good idea. Just because it was an honest mistake. He was not trying to hide anything from anybody. He just didn't know the difference. That said, if we want to say, no, we're going to start over and we'll let other people apply, we initially had said that, I wrote them the date down here somewhere. You just gave it to me, April 26th, I think.
April 20th.
It was a deadline set for people to apply and submit their application and their resume.
Right.
So we didn't open it up again to the public. So if we are not going to appoint Joe Wire, and I know we have this deadline from the selectmen, and that's the problem.
We're making the decision tonight.
Oh. So I'm going to suggest we go with Joe
Wire. We don't. It goes to the selectmen, and they're not going to make the decision for us. So we're making the time.
Okay, then we need to also abide by the deadline for applications that was
the prior deadline. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I think we have to, because otherwise it's not.
Otherwise, the whole town.
Well, I don't understand your position there. Mr. Wire, you're endorsing him, but he did submit it technically. Yeah, I think you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, he submitted it technically. He just didn't understand the word independent.
So are you saying he's not eligible because if he wasn't, oh, right. Honest mistake or not, it's semantics. If he wasn't eligible,
since most people don't know the difference, I don't know the difference. I don't think we should penalize somebody who went through the application properly, who got interviewed by us with the deadline and everything. We looked at him in addition to the pool, and we said, this is the choice. And I just think that, and we got the email from Ken and the other one from Bob saying, we're just going to go, we fixed it, we'll just approve him. So that was right. The plan.
Well, I'm not saying that we're penalizing him. I'm saying if he's eligible for the vote tonight, then so is Mr. Candy.
Mr. Candy didn't send a resume. Mr. Candy came in after the April 20th date. I just, I, and we didn't, we didn't re, notice it. If we renotice it right after
if
our last
meeting. If we renotice it to the entire town and anyone who wanted to had been able to apply after the April 20th date, that would be a fair process. But it's everyone else in town, other, I don't know why Mr. Canny thought he could apply after the April 20th date.
Because
but everyone else in town
after that date,
needed
be
to
be a walk-in and put it in.
But that was not publicly noticed.
That was not publicly noticed. No one else knew.
Bill knew that he could. Because nobody else knew.
Well, he's on the same footing as anyone else. Anyone else could have put it in.
Well, if you're going to stick with that, then we probably should go with one of the other candidates, if you're going to say that Mr. Wire cannot be approved. I think it was an honest mistake.
I'm not saying he can't be approved. I'm over considering all the
options. I just think adding somebody else into the mix tonight is not a good idea. I don't think it's fair.
Okay, fair enough. Noted.
Yeah.
No. Okay, let's go to the executive session.
Okay.
Now that we got out all the way, Mr. Canning, just we're going to interview him or not interview him?
I think it's an interview.
All right, we're going to go to the point of interviewing Mr. Canning. So go ahead and state and roll. Everybody on top will go to the executive session.
To vote on
you need to vote to go to the
okay, session. I have a motion for executive session.
Second.
You need to
so move.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You need to stipulate in your motion who gets to remain.
Only members of the Board of Finance.
Only members.
It's what we did last time, right?
Yep. So, only matters of Board of Finance, Mr. Canning. Mr. King.
One candidate.
No. One by one. So I'd like to move that we enter executive session for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the opening of the Board of Selectmen. And
Board of Finance. Yeah, it's very
And we will call in our candidate because we just had the one candidate interview.
Yes,
so
right.
Okay, so we'll call in Mr. Canning after airing the right.
Okay.
So you don't actually have to leave, Bill. You can stay.
Thank you.
Unless you really want to walk back.
You tell me what to do.
Yeah.
One
second.
I think we're good.
Thank you.
Bye.
Would you like me to stay?
Yeah.